This week, more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Northern California lost power. Utility giant PG&E carried out its biggest ever intentional blackout to prevent high winds from knocking down electrical lines and igniting wildfires. Bloomberg's power and renewables reporter Mark Chediak joins me from San Francisco to talk about the impact of the blackouts on industries ranging from winemaking to refining. Great to have you, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Jessica.
It seems like as California's climate warms and dries, these massive blackouts may start to occur more consistently each year. What sort of economic impact might the blackouts cause both now and in the future if they do continue to occur?
Yeah, these impacts are actually quite widespread, from businesses closing to workers' lives basically being upended. Some companies have to shell out for costly backup power generators just to keep their operations running. For instance, some local grocery stores have been doing this to make sure their produce is fresh and keep their food from spoiling. Others have backup generation just to keep their doors open. The estimated economic impact of PG&E's blackout, if it lasts for 2 days, is about $2.4 billion, and that's according to Michael Wera, who's a energy and climate professor at Stanford University. That number would obviously rise the longer people are without power.
Wow. I also want to talk about the impact on key industries in California, like winemaking. I know some winemakers are planning to let grapes hang longer on the vines during the blackout. What will this lead to? And more generally, are winemakers able to weather a situation like this, widespread blackouts?
Well, that's interesting you bring up the what some winemakers are doing in terms of the grapes. I think the Napa Valley winemakers are trying to find a silver lining here for their predicament. They say some winemakers have had to put grape picking on pause due to the power outages. But that isn't really a bad thing because the weather right now is cool and sunny, so it's kind of ideal for the grapes. So the grapes can stay on the vines a little bit longer, and actually they say can develop even a bit more complex flavor. So that's their take on the situation in regards to picking. In terms of harvesting the grapes, a lot of winemakers have lined up backup generators or have access to facilities that have one. So while this has been an added expense for them and will hurt their bottom line, it does allow them to continue their work during this critical harvest season.
Interesting. And many oil refineries also operate in California, and there are big networks of oil and refined product pipelines that run through the state. What's the expected effect on the energy industry, and how might it have to adapt if these blackouts do become more common?
That's a good question. So far with this blackout, the impacts have been minimal. All the refineries in the area say they remain in operation. Refineries also, they typically do have their own source of power on site in case the grid does go down. However, with this blackout, there is a fuel pipeline that travels throughout the state that has had to shut because of the blackout. And the impact of that remains to be seen. The other issue with the energy infrastructure is gas stations cannot pump fuel if they don't have power. We are getting reports that most stations in the area do have electricity, so that's not a huge concern right now. However, if you had a blackout that's even more widespread than this current one, getting fuel could end up being a real, real big problem.
That's definitely true. Mark, thank you so much for joining me and keeping us updated on this situation. This is one of the topics we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In New York, I'm Jessica Summers.